Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Both houses of parliament adjourn CNADA, budget session concludes. Prime Minister Modi announces several India-led initiatives at BIMSTEC Summit. Union Cabinet approves Vibrant Villages Program 2 for development of border villages. And Nagaland Health Department explores digital solutions to transform state's healthcare system. Now the news in detail. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned CNADA today. With this, the budget session of Parliament came to an end. The session had commenced on 31st of January. In his valedictory address in the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla highlighted that the House registered 118% productivity during the budget session. He said the lower house passed 16 bills during the session. Earlier, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Rajya Sabha held over 17 hours of discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which is the highest in the history. He said Lok Sabha also held around 14 hours of discussion on this bill. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said the upper house witnessed 119% productivity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC. Participating in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, he highlighted that BIMSTEC Centers of Excellence will be set up in India on disaster management, sustainable maritime transport, traditional medicine, and research and training in agriculture. He also announced a new program, Bodhi, under which training and scholarships would be provided to professionals, students, researchers, diplomats, and others. He offered a pilot study by India to assess regional needs in digital public infrastructure and a capacity building program for cancer care in the region. Mr. Modi also offered to establish BIMSTEC Chamber of Commerce and to organize BIMSTEC Business Summit every year in India. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi met leaders from Bangladesh, Bhutan, and Myanmar. After successfully concluding his Thailand visit, Mr. Modi has left for Sri Lanka for the second leg of his two-nation tour. The Union Cabinet today approved the second phase of Vibrant Villages Program with 100% central funding. With a total outlay of 6,839 crore rupees, the program will be implemented in select strategic villages in various states including Nagaland and all Northeast states, among others, until 2028-29. Briefing media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the program will help in the comprehensive development of villages located in the blocks abutting international land borders. He said the objective of the program is to create better living conditions and adequate livelihood opportunities to ensure prosperous and safe borders.
इन विलेजेस की जितनी भी बेसिक नेसेसिटीज है बिजली सड़क पानी टेलीकॉम कनेक्टिविटी टीवी कनेक्टिविटी टूरिज्म के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से डेवलपमेंट लाइवलीहुड के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से बॉर्डर विलेजेस अगर खाली हो जाते हैं तो देश के लिए बहुत बड़ा एक स्ट्रेटेजिक रिस्क बनता है इसीलिए बॉर्डर विलेजेस को प्रॉस्परस रखना उसमें इकोनॉमिक एक्टिविटी बढ़ाना उनको लगातार हर तरीके से कनेक्टेड रखना ये भी देश की सिक्योरिटी के लिए बहुत ज्यादा इम्पोर्टेंट
This will boost the tourism potential and promote the local culture and heritage of these villages. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The State Department of Health and Family Welfare is working towards transforming the healthcare ecosystem in Nagaland by adopting innovative digital solutions. From April 2nd to 4th, the department organized a series of meetings with Regional Advisor for Digital Health at WHO, Southeast Asia Regional Office, Dr. Kartik Adapa. The meetings focused on potential implementation of free open source digital health solutions such as electronic health records, telemedicine platforms, and health data management systems. Dr. Adapa emphasized the need for standards and interoperability to ensure smooth integration of digital health solutions across various systems. The meeting also discussed challenges and opportunities involved in integrating these solutions into existing healthcare systems. Further, discussions were held with key stakeholders to explore possible use of advanced technologies such as machine learning and artificial intelligence. Over the 3 days, the officials visited Nagaland Health Authority Kohima, Sikhazu UPHC, Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, District Hospital Dimapur, and the Christian Institute of Health Sciences and Research to assess existing infrastructure and healthcare technologies. The 81st anniversary of the Battle of Kohima was commemorated today at the Kohima War Cemetery with a solemn wreath-laying ceremony and a moment of silence to honor those who fought and laid down their lives in the battle. Among the attendees was Charlotte Carty, a trustee of the Kohima Educational Trust and a World War II enthusiast, whose grandfather, Lieutenant Colonel Bruno Brown, was the commander of the Assam Regiment during the battles of Kohima and Jessamy. Reflecting on the historical significance of the battle, Ms. Carty recounted how the Battle of Kohima was a turning point, as it was here that the Japanese suffered their first defeat, enabling the Allied forces to advance to Imphal and then to Burma.
So Kohima itself is the first point where the Japanese were defeated in a battle on land. It took a long time. The situation here was not just militarily critical, but it was absolutely grim fighting. Hand-to-hand fighting, night and day. Getting any water was very difficult. Food was limited. Supplies of ammunition were dwindling. The Japanese fought bravely and ferociously. It was such intense fighting. It's one of the reasons why it's remembered so dearly.
Ms. Carty urged people to come to Nagaland to visit the actual site where the battle took place and pay their respects. As a tribute, the group undertook a 39-hour trek from Jessamy to Kohima, retracing the route of the Allied forces. Ms. Carty underscored the possibility of recreating other wartime routes in the future. Nagaland's Task Force for Music and Arts, in association with the Indian Performing Rights Society, IPRS, conducted a one-day workshop for music creators at Kohima today. Addressing the event, Advisor to Chief Minister and Chairman Idan, Abu Mehta, highlighted the significance for artists to understand their rights.
When you know your rights, you also know your scope. You also know the dynamics under which you can work. The talent that is here is unbelievable. So I think the coming of IPRS, partnering with TAFPA, making our artists and our musicians know their rights and how to monetize the work, the wonderful work that they do, I think it's very important.
CEO IPRS Rakesh Nigam discussed the role of IPRS in protecting creators' rights, which in turn fosters creativity and safeguards culture and identity. During the event, a memorandum of understanding was signed between TAFMA and IPRS to boost their partnership. A training on value addition on horticulture crops was held today at District Horticulture Office in Kifire. Speaking at the inaugural event, EAC Kifire Niti Letep stressed the importance of sustainability and employability in the sector. She also highlighted the various opportunities and schemes available, urging the participants to take full advantage of them. The training, attended by around 50 youth, included technical sessions on untapped horticulture crops with special emphasis of Kifire District, their economic value, and practical training. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Both Houses of Parliament adjourn sine die, budget session concludes. Prime Minister Modi announces several India-led initiatives at BIMSTEC Summit. Union Cabinet approves Vibrant Villages Program 2 for development of border villages. And Nagaland Health Department explores digital solutions to transform state's healthcare system. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the Morning English News. Good night.